It's great to be with you again today. Thank you for tuning in, however and wherever you may be listening. We're bearing down on the final two verses we'll consider in Revelation 1. These are verses 17 and 18. On Friday, we started on verse 18, and then yesterday we made great progress in the verse by talking about what the Apostle John heard from Jesus and experienced by the gentle touch of Jesus. And today, let's finish verse 17 as we examine these words of the Lord. I am the first and the last. After that, we'll get into verse 18. I hope that you are alert and ready to dig in. I pray the words of my mouth and the meditations that are within my heart will please God. And I've asked him to make it so that you learn something valuable about who God is today. May it be so. Let me remind you that in Revelation 1, verses 12 through 16, John has met the resurrected, ascended, and exalted Christ Jesus. He sees what Jesus looks like at present in heaven. And this gives us a glimpse into what God looks like because Jesus is God. In response to this, listen to what happens to John as I read Revelation 1, verse 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last." This is powerful. What a dynamic encounter. And we have covered all of verse 17, except this. Jesus says, "I am the first and the last." What does Jesus mean by this? Simply put, Jesus means, "I am God." The first and the last is an Old Testament title for the living God. Listen to the prophet Isaiah recount the word of God in chapter 44 at verse 6. This is God speaking. Isaiah quotes him, "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and the last, and there is no God besides me." That's Isaiah 44, 6. Did you hear it? God says of himself, "I am the first and the last." Jesus says of himself in Revelation, "I am the first and the last." Jesus is God. And if you go over to Isaiah chapter 48 and put your finger at verse 12, you will read God again speaking, quote, "Listen to me, O Jacob, even Israel, whom I called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last." That's Isaiah 48, 12. And there again is the title for Holy God. Jesus is God. John must not be afraid, despite the vision he has seen, because Jesus is God, and he comes to John and places his right hand on him, saying, "Do not be afraid." This title Jesus uses for himself echoes what we read and talked about before in Revelation 1, verse 8. If you've been with us in this series, you will remember this. I am reading now this same chapter, Revelation 1, verse 8a. "I am the Alpha and the Omega. And I told you at the time, these are the first, Alpha, and last, Omega, letters in the Greek alphabet, the Greeks A and Z. And this means that God is the first and the last." I do not know about you, but I am really taken. I'm smitten by Revelation 1, verse 17. To me, there is a tight tension in this verse that I also feel. The question in my spirit is, how should I respond to Jesus Christ? I have such profound respect for him, and I am fearful of him in the way the Bible commands me to have a reverential awe of him. I think of the following texts in the Psalms and Proverbs, just some examples. Psalm 112, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments." Psalm 112, verse 1. And Psalm 128, verses 1 through 4, "How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy, and it'll be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, and your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." That's Psalm 128. Or listen to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. This is Proverbs 10, 27. "The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened." And finally, Proverbs 19, verse 23 says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil." I love Proverbs 19:23, primarily because it's true. It works. Are you having trouble sleeping? Are you touched by evil? If so, then fear God, respect God, reverence God, hold him in the highest possible esteem within your heart. Obey his commands and you will. The Bible guarantees it, sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. And so through the years of being discipled by Jesus, he has instilled in me a proper, biblical, reverential awe for him. So I respond to my Lord with reverence. And yet in my life, I have had reason and occasion to be afraid. In fact, I will tell you that I opened my life to Jesus in many ways because I was afraid. In the year 1988, as a teenager on a missions trip with my church to Mexico City, Christ encountered me in a very real and life-changing way. I acknowledged him as Lord of my life and immediately confessed my sins to him. My sins just came pouring out of me as I recounted them before him and invited his forgiveness. And this was a season when I was living with a certain measure of fear as a young man uncertain about the direction of my life. It was then, having invested my faith in Christ, that I heard him say, now not audibly, not out loud, but in my spirit, do not be afraid, Mark. It was just like that. And I have heard the Lord Jesus say that to me countless times since. As with you, there is much in life that makes us afraid, sometimes very afraid, right? This is particularly true if you, like me, tend towards worry or being anxious. And sometimes we can even be fearful of meeting with our Lord. You see, because of our reverence for him, because we so highly respect and admire and acclaim him, we can sometimes wonder if he will crush us under the mighty weight of his glory. What will it be like when we see him? Because we are all going to see Jesus Christ. I wonder about that moment repeatedly, and I take heart. I have courage because of how Jesus, the Son of Man in Revelation 1, verse 17, responds to his disciple John. He placed his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. This is incredibly comforting to me. How about you? As we move down into verse 18 now, we're going to be talking about death. And for those of you listening to me, all of you, Christians and people who are not Christians, we're going to look at this same Jesus John sees. Verses 12 through 16 describe who we will see. Are you prepared for that? Are you ready to meet the Christ? I mean, really ready. Now you say, I am young, I feel great, I don't need to worry about death for decades to come, I'm good. Really? Can you control the circumstances of your life? Are you so sure that you can defend your life against unforeseen danger? Can you confidently guarantee tomorrow, even the rest of this day? Really? Or are you very near death and you know it? Are you listening in a hospital, a nursing home, or at home, but very weak and fast approaching the end of your life? Are you very sick? Well, then you must take full measure as you look back across this life lived and ahead to the life to come, and soberly and seriously ask yourself, am I ready to meet Jesus? If you find yourself at this moment wrestling with this, nearing death, or young and healthy but unprepared to meet God, then I want to invite you to do three things, okay? The first is get a hold of your Bible or borrow one. Get the Bible app on your device or get on a computer and type BibleGateway.com into a web browser. That's BibleGateway.com. If you're too weak or sick to read, have someone read this to you. The text is John chapter 14, verses 1 through 21. This is John's Gospel, the fourth book of the Bible's New Testament. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 21. Just read it and let God speak to you as you read it. Read John 14, verses 1 to 21 and read it again and again. That's first. The second action step that I invite you to take is to write to me. If you're too weak or too ill to write, have someone write to me for you. Tell them what to say. Having read John 14, how do you respond to it? Do you want to know how you can face Jesus with courage and boldness, not being so afraid? Do you want to overcome your fear? Whatever it is you want to discuss, write to me. The email and mailing addresses are as follows, and these will be repeated soon. Do you have a pen handy? The email is mark@markaswallow.com, and that's spelled M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A. SWALLOW.com. The mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Winchester is spelled W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. I joyfully welcome you to write to me soon. Do it now, before you forget. So the first action you can take today is to read John 14, verses 1 to 21. The second action to take is to write to me. And then third, I'd love for you to read just one other verse in the Bible, and that is Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. That's our next verse, Revelation 1:18. Read this, and then be with me this week here on God Is. Do not miss a day. I'm here every weekday on this same station at this same time. And there's a podcast of every broadcast available as well. More on how to get that in just a few seconds. So be prepared to jot that down. That is how to download free of charge and listen to the God Is podcast. So do all of the above and then join me right back here tomorrow as we continue to learn together who God is.